In yonder green harbor, little Polly did dwell. She was courted by a young man who loved her full well. And she loved this young fellow with all her true heart. But her parents objected and caused them to part. They were rich and paid a bounty and sent him away to fight for the king. To Polly's pleas they said nay. As Polly was lying on her soft downy bed, some ideas of a project came into her head. Neither father nor mother can make me untrue. I will dress like a soldier, I will follow him too. Though Polly was a-trembling, not a word did she say. And happy she appeared to her parents that day. Very early the next morning, little Polly arose and dressed herself up in a suit of men's clothes. Going down to the stable, she viewed the stalls round, till at length she found a horse that could cover the ground. With a sword and a pistol and a saber at her side, little Polly, pretty Polly, like a soldier did ride. Oh, the first man she came to was Captain McCall. The next one she came to was Polly's true love. Here's a letter from Polly, your dear. I pray you will take it and read it with care. He took the letter and read it full slow, and the tears from his eyes like a fountain did flow. God, in reading the letter, he dropped his hands to his side. Little Polly, pretty Polly, I will make her my bride. Little Polly, being sleepy, she hung down her head and called for a candle to light her to bed. To bed, said the captain, to bed at your ease. You may lie here with me, kind sir, if you please. Now lying with the captain is a dangerous thing. Although I am a soldier and will fight for my king. Very early the next morning, little Polly arose and dressed herself up all in her own clothes. She came tripping downstairs and her bright eyes they shone. You are welcome, cried the soldiers, you're a long ways from home. Little Polly now is married and lives at her ease. She goes when it suits her and comes when she please.